With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We do need the sounder for a little bit of breaking news because the curse continues with the Los Angeles Chargers. They thought that moving from San Diego to Los Angeles was going to exorcise the demons. That has not happened for the Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers cornerback Casey Hayward pulled up and grabbed his hamstring covering Mike Williams, who I didn't even know was still in the NFL. He went into the medical tent. The medical tent for the Los Angeles Chargers has to look like a triage unit. Every single day, one of their key members, I don't know how Phillip Rivers has avoided the injuries with being associated with that organization, but this offseason, we've seen Hunter Henry, we've seen Jason Verrett, we've seen Joey Bosa go down, we've seen Casey Hayward go down with an injury. Now we'll see what happens if he comes back. I expect him to come back. It doesn't sound that seriously. But every single day, if you're a Chargers fan, you gotta watch your step.
Well, I went through this yesterday too, C-Dot, and now there's another one. You got Jalen Watkins torn ACL. He's done.
Done.
Hunter Henry, as you mentioned, done with an ACL in May. Rookie tight end Austin Roberts went down with an ACL the first week of training camp. Jason Verrett, outski. Joey Bosa with a foot injury. And now today with Casey Hayward. Who's got where? I think Clark Hunt does have the LA Chargers voodoo doll somewhere. Do you think that's what it is?
I don't know.
Or do you
think
it's the Rams, like across the city, that they're just doing that? Because they want the entire city for themselves. They have the worst luck of any team in the world.
Texan making a good point. That is the new Mike Williams, not the old Mike Williams.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know what? I'm getting old. I forget these kind of things. I'm here to spread positivity today. Because I listened to a little bit of sports talk yesterday, and I hear everybody worried about the defense. Now, I'm not saying you should think the Chiefs defense is going to be great. But I just want to put what we've seen so far this preseason into a little bit of context. If we had to create a list right now of the seven most important Chiefs defensive players, we agree Reggie Ragland will be on that list, right?
Yeah, I think he's on there. Yeah, middle linebacker.
Anthony Hitchens is on that
middle
list,
linebacker.
Correct?
Yeah, he's on that list.
Eric Berry would be in that list.
Yeah, he's an all-pro.
You want to know how many snaps those three have played combined in the two preseason games the Chiefs have had?
Is it the same as the IQ of Steven Spector?
Zero! We've seen zero preseason snaps from Reggie Ragland, zero from Anthony Hitchens, zero from Eric Berry. Eric Berry's first team all pro.
Yeah.
Eric Berry's the guy that can cover Rob Gronkowski.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think he'd be important in these preseason games? And maybe we could judge the defense a little bit differently if that guy was on the field? How about Justin Houston? Pass rush is very important, no?
Yeah.
Like, it's a very important skill to be able to get after the other team's quarterback. That certainly makes your secondary look a lot better if you can get after the quarterback, correct?
I've always heard that the quarterback must go down and must go down hard.
Justin Houston has played 12 snaps in the Chiefs' two preseason games. So out of Reggie Ragland, Anthony Hitchens, Eric Berry, Justin Houston, they have gotten 12 preseason snaps. Now, you guys got eyes. I'm not going to put lipstick on a pig here. The Chiefs defense hasn't looked very good. But I do think it should come with a big asterisk and a big caveat of we are not seeing the Chiefs defense. I don't know what kind of defense we're seeing out there. I would say no defense is what we're seeing for the most part.
Yeah.
But we're not seeing the Chiefs defense. This weekend against the Chicago Bears, where Andy Reid, and we'll play it for you here momentarily, said that he expects Ragland and Hitchens to play.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens with Eric Berry. And I expect Justin Houston to play a little bit more. Then we'll actually see the Chiefs defense. But seeing no Reggie Ragland, no Hitchens, no Berries, and Justin Houston for 12 snaps, we're not seeing the actual Chiefs defense.
See, Dot, you're the preacher and I'm the choir, my friend. It's exactly what I was trying to tell Steven Spector yesterday, and he wasn't having any of it.
You're telling me Steven Spector was being negative?
Absolutely.
That's what you're telling me.
He was.
Oh my goodness.
He was Buzz Killington yesterday.
I can't believe that.
That's the exact point that I was trying to make, because how can you judge this defense if you don't have your best players on the field? I mean, it's ridiculous. And when your best players are on the field on the defense, at least the ones that are out there, your starters, they're not even playing the entire game. So, yeah, it's ridiculous. It was defensive overreaction Monday yesterday, and I'm with you. I'm glad that you're stewing over this, and I'm glad you wanted to talk about this, because I kept trying to educate the man yesterday while you were gone, and it wasn't working. Like, nothing worked yesterday with him.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't have any level of concern for the Chiefs defense with how bad they were last year. I'm just simply saying it is impossible to evaluate the 2018 Chiefs defense if we haven't seen it. We haven't seen it yet. I'm all for evaluating them after this Bears game because I expect those two guys to play. I'm all for evaluating them week one of the NFL season when they go up against, in my opinion, one of the top 10 offenses in the NFL.
Yeah.
But when I haven't seen the two biggest things for their run defense and arguably their best defensive player in Eric Berry, you can argue it certainly, and Justin Houston's played 12 snaps, I haven't seen four of their five most important defensive players. It's just not fair to evaluate the Chiefs' defense and where that. That's not the case on offense. Think about how we would feel about the offense if you didn't have Kareem Hunt for any of these games, Tyreek Hill, or Travis Kelce for any of these. Man, then the Chiefs' offense would look a whole lot different.
Chiefs' offense sucks. They're playing Chase Litton. He's not going to – of course. At some point, Chiefs fans have to use common sense on this, okay? Please do this. Because you guys were carving the Chiefs' defense up on social media the other night, which is ridiculous.
I mean, to be fair, the Falcons were doing the same thing.
Well, you mean the Falcons fans? Is that what you're talking
about? No, the Falcons were carving the Chiefs defense, too.
But even on that, like, they stopped the Falcons on 2 fourth-down plays, and they actually had them stuffed on that big play to the tight end, on Austin Hooper, I mean, the Chiefs forced Matt Ryan out of the pocket. They had to improvise, and that cost them. Now, after that, they didn't play such great defense, you know, in getting into the end zone. But again, you can't freak out about the defense in the preseason when your best players are not on the field. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my entire life.
All right, well, there is one thing that I think you should freak out just a little bit when it comes to the Chiefs defense. Because I am a firm believer that normally the draft tells the story. Like, just how in college recruiting, if you want to see how good a program is, you look at rivals. If you want to see why an organization or why a franchise is the way they are, look at the draft over the last 5-6 years, and you normally have a really good indication. We have looked up every corner and every safety the Chiefs have drafted since 2009. We agree, decent sample size. We're not using the last 3 years. Yeah. Guys we can evaluate. Uh-huh. This is who the Chiefs have drafted at the positions. In 2009, they got Donald Washington. In 2010, Eric Berry, still on the team. Javier Arenas, Kendrick Lewis. In 2011, Jaleel Brown, who I heard had a little groin. In 2012, Daquan Minzy.
Who?
In 2013, Sanders Cummings.
Did he get much playing time?
Who actually might still be on the IR for the Chiefs. In 2014, Philip Gaines.
Always hurt.
In 2015, Marcus Peters and Steven Nelson. In 2016, Kavari Russell, Eric Murray, DJ White. 2017, Leon McQuay. 2018, last season, they got Armani Watts, and they also got Tremont Smith in the sixth round. I didn't hear a whole lot of hits there.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear a lot of hits when it came to the secondary, to the corners?
No.
They've drafted one good corner in the last 10 years, and it was Marcus Peters, and they traded him. That explains why the Chiefs secondary is the way it is. Like, the proof is in the pudding when it comes to the NFL draft. You drafted very poorly cornerback-wise and defensive-wise over the last 10 years for the most part, especially when it comes to secondary pieces. That's why you're picking up Orlando Scandrick on one-year incentive-laden deals, who Orlando Scandrick might be a nominal increase over David Amerson, who I think we can admit the David Amerson experience is probably going to go poorly this season. Like, I've seen enough of David Amerson over his NFL career and not just overreacting to the first two preseason games. He is not going to be a solid corner for the Chiefs. He's going to get cooked, fricasseed often and early when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I'm optimistic about Kendall Fuller, and we'll see what happens with Steven Nelson, who I don't know how you could be overly optimistic about him.
Yeah.
But to me, this is the Chiefs got an opportunity to see David Amerson, and they've seen him up close. They realize what I realize. It's going to be a long season at that position. And they went out there and they did the best they could with the bad situation. They picked up Orlando Scandrick for depth. You always have to anticipate you're going to lose somebody. But if you want to look at the Chiefs secondary, why it is, look at the last 10 NFL drafts. They've drafted one good corner in 10 years and they traded them for peanuts. That explains why the Chiefs secondary is the way it is.
That, I mean, you have to pick it up guys like Darrell Revis, too. I mean, they were so desperate last year. I don't know if the Chiefs just don't know how to draft good corners. Because Marcus Peters was a guy that I think he was a high first-round talent. The Chiefs ended up getting him because he had some baggage because he got kicked off his college team. But, I mean, look what they did in 2016, C-Don. I mean, DJ White's not around any longer. He was a sixth-round pick. Kavari Russell, a third-round pick out of Notre Dame, never even made it out of camp. Steven Nelson, what are we, nickel corner at best? Is that what we're thinking? He's out with a concussion. Philip Gaines couldn't stay healthy. Sanders Cummings was terrible. Daquan Menzie, where's he at? I have no idea. Jaleel Brown was average at best. Javier Arenas, nothing. Kendrick Lewis got Speck and I came up with a new one yesterday. Got skewered.
Skewered is a great one.
In that playoff game. And then Donald Washington was a tweener. He was barely a nickelback and more of a special teamer. I think this, and I think this is one of the things that Brett Veach will be measured on. Speck, what do we say? What kind of league is the NFL we talked about yesterday? It's a passing league?
Yes.
Okay, it means you need to defend it, correct?
Yes.
And the Chiefs, to this point,
very important skill.
Don't seem to know how to draft him, with the exception of one guy that they had to get rid of who they got in the first round. This is a problem.
Or you either don't draft well or you don't develop them well. Because you can't say they don't take chances at corner. I mean, most teams are taking chances at corners and safeties. The Chiefs just never seem to hit on them.
Again, they've hit
on one corner in the last 10 years. That explains the pass secondary the way it is right now. If you haven't hit on a safety since Eric Berry in 2010, and you've hit in one corner in the last 10 years, and it's Marcus Peters, Eric Berry's coming off injury, and Marcus Peters, you traded for a fourth-round safety in Armani Watts and a pick next year that hasn't helped you yet, It explains why their secondary is the way it is. It explains why you got to go get David Amerson on one-year deals. It explains why you got to pick up Orlando Scanrick on one-year deals. It explains why Steven Nelson, we're all hoping for the best with Steven Nelson, which I think we've seen enough to know it is going to be shaky results. I'm not saying the Chiefs secondary won't show you any promise, but I do think we've seen enough to know they're going to get picked on at times by mediocre receivers. We saw it last year. We're going to see the exact same thing this year. The Orlando Scanrick was them just admitting it publicly. We failed at corner over the last couple of seasons. We got to do something to try to salvage it this year.
And I think it's pretty clear with what they were trying to do. I think in 2016, they thought they were probably going to be covered with Russell Murray and DJ White, and it didn't work. I mean, none of those guys are even on the team now. It's 2018, and none of those guys are even around after they got drafted in 2016. I think it needs to be more of a focus every draft. I think if you're going to go after, you know, big-time skill players and you're in love with linemen like Andy Reid is, you better figure out a way to be in love with cornerbacks as well, or else you're going to keep getting cooked.
Text line 69306, Brandon Flowers. He was actually drafted not in the last 10 years. That tells you how long ago it's been since the Chiefs have drafted a really good corner that stayed with the team for a while.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.